Adventure in the Crave, Sugar Queen here, and happy, happy, blessed Wednesday on this awesome first week of the Lenten season. I can't even believe we're already here, just to come to think about it. Christmas was just 2 months ago, and now it's like 4 years of Lent already. Like, but here we are. This a time for us to focus on Jesus more than ever, and building ourselves and growing ourselves closer to Jesus and growing deeper in our relationship with Jesus and God our Father, and especially with Mother Mary as much as possible. So I know a lot of you are all taking a break from social media, but for me, nope. Everything stays the same, which in fact you may already well know, because if you're following all my social media tags, nothing has changed. But with that said, I hope you all are doing beautifully well. I know time is flying so fast, but that's for us to let that be a reminder that every day is a blessing. Every day is an opportunity for us to grow closer to God. And every day is a blessing for you to keep on smiling from the bottom of your heart, reflecting the love and grace of God as much as you can. Yes, for sure. We all have our days. But that's not for us to project that to others around us. Rather, to call upon the name of Jesus, call upon the power of God our Father to radiate all of his energy to everyone around us. And then let that be you bearing fruit, building God's kingdom at the end of the day. So without further ado, thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast episode, and let's get started! Chris, I want to talk to you today about trusting God in the midst of his silence. Now, when it comes to the words, in the midst of God's silence, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Think about it. Complaining? Anxiety? Fearful? Trying to become worried about what happens next? All of those thoughts must be discarded immediately by the power and name of Jesus Christ, and in exchange be filled with fortitude, bravery, courageousness, boldness, confidence, and trust. Trusting in the midst of the things that are unseen. That is a very important aspect that we all must be thinking about all the time. Having faith on the things that are unseen and having that certainty on the things that are unseen, meaning the behind the scenes that God's doing that you can't see yet. That's one of the beautiful things that I truly love about pursuing God's will. It's just not knowing and not seeing the answers yet, and then all of a sudden the answers start coming up and you're like, alrighty, like complaining side was completely a waste of time. Yes, that is one of the beautiful things that I love pursuing God's will. It's just like, the answers are not in my face, but I know that God, our blessed Mother Mary, and Jesus are working behind the scenes for you to see the beautiful blessing awaiting for you in store in God's time. It is true. The more you embrace and the more you pursue God's will calls for you to increase in the virtue of fortitude. It is so important for us to not lose that, and important for us to not enable the seed of doubt to penetrate our heart. Trust me, the mind is a powerful tool, but it can be even more powerful when you allow God to work in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, wholesomely. But you opening up your heart to God, like, yes, Lord, I know this is so new to me. I know that I'm the type to like know all the answers now, but I'll let this be an opportunity for me to trust you more, for me to walk in the pathway that you have called me to pursue, and for me to see what you have in store for me. Let that be a reminder for you, especially during this time of Lent, that is a time for us to increase in the virtue of fortitude so much, reflecting to others around us how much you trust God, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Right? So, even though if you're seeing so much darkness in the world right now, that should be a ring-a-ding-ding for you to let more of the light of Christ penetrate this world. More than ever. Yeah, me and we turn on the TV, it's like, bad news here, bad news here, bad news here. It's like, and then it makes you question, like, where's God in all this? God's in everything, okay? So that's not for you to become worried, but that's for you to offer prayers to God at the end of the day. We all have our duty to do that. Offering up prayers for the souls in purgatory, offering up prayers to the souls that don't believe in God, and for those souls that do not believe in Jesus. So we all have that duty. We all have that duty. But that's not for us to be afraid. Be like, oh, what's gonna happen next? Oh, where's God in all this? No. The more you worry about things, it's like you handing yourself over into the hands of the enemy to use you as a puppet, leading you away from God our Father at the end of the day. It is true. So the more you eradicate all of those fears, anxieties, and worries in your mind, it literally tells the enemy that you can't work with me anymore. Your tactics don't work on me anymore. It is true. Every dosage that you eradicate of that fear in your head is like telling the enemy that you can't work and tinker in my mind anymore. And there's nothing scarier to the enemy when you run to her blessed mother, Mary. When you run to her blessed mother, literally scares the enemy from head to toe. It is true. So the closer you bring your heart to her blessed mother, Mary, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, you are in good hands. And she leads you closer to her son Jesus at the end of the day. So the more you trust her, and the more you be like, Blessed Mother, I am scared, I am fearful, I don't know what's gonna happen next, the more you will have the graces to pursue what it is that God calls you to follow. You gotta try though. You can't just sit back and just wait for the grace to come to you. You have to be willing to walk to her. And then she'll cover you with her beautiful mantle and just be like, okay. And I love that feeling so much because it gives you the sense of peace and tranquility in your heart to trust in the unknown. Which ties into trusting in the midst of God's silence. When you are under our Blessed Mother Mary's mantle, trusting God in the midst of his sheer silence is like easy peasy. It becomes easier every day, actually. Every day. That's why any fear, any doubt that you are taking in right now, just give it to our Blessed Mother. Give it all to her. Just give it to her. And then she will just use it to attack the enemy at the end of the day. Be like, nope, this is my summer dump. Literally, that's what it is going to be. And it is a constant spiritual warfare. Because the enemy hates her Blessed Mother Mary so much. So much. So, that is why we must embrace the struggle. We must embrace it. Don't complain. So, actually, for example, as a cancer vocalist, on a Sunday morning at 9 a.m., there are times my voice is just not centered. But what do I do? I always love to offer a little prayer to our Blessed Mother. Humbly be with me. Humbly be with me to do what it is that you want me to do for your son Jesus, glorifying God our Father. And every time, I'm not surprised anymore because I already know that God works beautiful miracles right when you need it. Right when you need it. So that is why if you are in the midst of a struggle right now, you embrace that. You embrace that, knowing that that is the opportunity right there and then that God will show you how he will work beyond your comprehension. beyond your comprehension. Because why? God exceeds our human understanding. Understanding God is not easy as 1, 2, 3. But that's not for you to try to break down how God works and then call it a day being the know-it-all. No. Let God be a mystery to you, a beautiful one, so that you will see him all around your life. When you look left, you see him. You look right, you see him. You look up, you see him. You look all around you. Even if in the midst of a silence, you'll see him all around you. But the moment you complain, it's like you're nurturing that seed of doubt. And that's what the enemy wants. The enemy is always there like, how is that seed of doubt doing? All the time. All the time. But that's not for you to feed it. That's for you to be like, you know, not today, man. No, mm-mm. You can take a hike. That's how it's supposed to be. That's why whenever you feel that sense of discouragement, and that doubt trying to work into your life, that's the enemy trying to be like, it is. It's a spiritual warfare. But we have to acknowledge it. We can't just like ignore it. We can't avoid it either. If you try to avoid it, it's like you being a chicken. We are bold warriors of Christ, not chickens of Christ here. Bold warriors of Christ here. So let that be a reminder for you that even in the midst of God's silence, you let that be an opportunity for you to strengthen your confidence in God. Trusting in God, trusting God's ways, trusting God's will, pursuing his will, not being afraid to do so. And if you don't have answers in front of you, let God show you. Let God show you in his due time. All you gotta do is embrace the now and walk in his way. Don't question it. Don't tell God, why am I worthy of this? Stop. Every time you let that worry and anxiety creep up on you, that's like you telling God, I don't trust you. The fact that God puts beautiful opportunities in front of you to pursue is like God telling you that I know you can do it. I know you can walk in this way. Stop being afraid. Why do you think Jesus reminds us all the time to be not afraid? Why? Because we as human beings will gravitate to that feeling of fear immediately when something doesn't go our way, or when something is just beyond our understanding, or thirdly, beyond our comfort zone. So let every challenge be an opportunity for you to trust God more. Even if you don't see answers like right now, the second, what do you do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You're gonna trust God more. Trust God more. Spend more time with him in holy hour adoration. Build your spiritual routine, growing deeper in your relationship. Because why? In the midst of difficult moments and difficult circumstances, and especially in the midst of God's silence, what does the enemy do? That is his big time to mess with your brain and to mess with your faith. So, what does St. Peter say? Be sober and alert. The devil is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resisting, solid in your faith. It is in the Liturgy of the Hours Night Prayer, so it is very not hard to actually not memorize it, but it's a good reminder for us. St. Peter knows it. And he reminds us too, be sober and alert. We always must keep our guards up in the spiritual realm when it comes to spiritual warfare. It's not a joke. Yeah, for sure, I kind of make it sound funny, but it is true. Spiritual warfare is constantly ongoing. Spiritual warfare will never stop until God says so. That's not for us to become fearful, warriors of Christ, but rather for us to be full, confident warriors of Christ. It is true. And plus, we must encourage others to do the same. Not for us to just be selfish in our own little world and being us bold and confident, but then like we're not telling other people to do the same. We gotta build the militant warrior of the army of God. It's not for us to be selfish. No. It's not just about reading all about God and not sharing your knowledge. Because at the end of the day, whatever you have, whatever gift you have, is not yours, is God's. And you have a duty to share it, not for you to keep it, not for you to keep all your little talent coins to yourself and not do anything with it. You have to let it multiply. Why do you think Jesus reminds us in that parable about multiplying the talent coins? Think about it, right? You want to be that awesome servant that multiplied that talent coins. Not be that one dude that just decided to keep that one talent coin and just, my precious. No. Okay, not the Lord of the Rings, but I'm just saying to not keep it to yourself and just bury it thinking that, like, you know, God's a, you know, mean one. No. You multiply that, right? So, in other words, it's for us to let ourselves build the kingdom of God in our life. Embracing the struggles of now, embracing all of the struggles with love. Embracing it with love, okay? It's not about embracing it with frustration and anxiety and fear, but rather for us to embrace it with confidence, knowing that God will work in his beautiful time. And that we are not afraid. So, let your interior struggle be more meaningful in your life. Let that interior struggle have a purpose in your life so that it will bear fruit to those around you. Not only yourself, but to those around you. So that it will be a way to encourage other people to do the same. Think about it. When you let those struggles cause negativity in your life, it's not bearing fruit. Yeah, you can keep it between you and God, but you have to let it bear fruit. You must let it bear fruit so that others will be encouraged to do the same to others around them, right? So no matter what stress you're going through, no matter what fears you're going through right now, no matter what worries you're going through right now, let it have a meaning. Let it have a true purpose to build God's kingdom. That is what we're called to do in the midst of God's sheer silence. If we always try to take our life into our own hands, thinking that we got it all made and we're gonna figure out the answers ourselves, what does that get you? It leads to more worries. It leads to more fear. It leads to you distrusting God more than ever. Let this time of difficult circumstances be a time for you to be aware, to increase your awareness in God's work in your life. The more you don't see answers, let your heart see God's work. Yes, for sure, the enemy will increase more than ever his tactics to dissuade you. Let him. But what you're going to do is that you will increase your fortitude more than ever to face it. So no matter how hard the enemy will work, using the most desperate tactics to discourage you away from God, you face it. With a blessed mother, conquering all of your weaknesses that are lingering in your mind and your heart. Because the more you try to run away, the more God will still permit you to face it no matter what. Why? Because God loves you and he knows that you will conquer it at the end of the day. It's all about facing your fears. Facing your fears, facing the challenges head on, with boldness and confidence. That's what it is. In the midst of God's silence, you face all the battles. You face it. You don't face your battles in a fearful way. You face it with wholesomeness of boldness so that you will conquer it That's the whole idea here, my friend. It's all about conquering all of your weaknesses and all of your fears that is just lingering. It is for us to answer that call every single day. Not for us to run away, the cowards. But what does Jesus tell us? Be not afraid. Be not afraid. So, contradiction leads us to purify our hearts more. Doing things for God without seeking human rewards. What do I mean by that? When you do things for God, you don't seek human rewards. Like, oh, you did good, da da da. You transfer all that up to God at the end of the day. So if you're called to proclaim God's name, to sing and glorify God's name, and you go through a wholesome, difficult moment, you embrace that. You embrace that. If you're not feeling well, offer that up to God. Be like, Lord, I am struggling right now, but I will try. I will try for the bottom of my heart, increasing my endurance. Not succumbing to fear. Not succumbing to, oh, I don't feel like it today. Oh, I'm too lazy today. No, you embrace it, knowing that God permitted it for a true purpose, for you to increase your endurance. Think about it. What is the level of your endurance right now? Endurance, persevering in God's will. What is the level right now? You don't have to tell me. But let that thought through, so that you know where you stand in terms of trusting God in the midst of his sheer silence. It's not always easy to recognize where you're at in your journey right now, but that's for you to be humbled in the process that there's always room for improvement. So if you always succumb to your fears easily, and God tries to put his will in front of you for you to pursue, the more you try to run away from it, the more it's helping you realize you're supposed to follow that at the end of the day. That is what happens. Every time you try to run away from God's will at the end of the day, the more God will talk to you and speak to you subconsciously that you were meant to follow that pathway at the end of the day. It is true. So, when it comes to pursuing God's will, when it comes to pursuing his will of the unknown, let that be an opportunity for you to trust God in the midst of no answers. Yes, I know you're looking at me, it's not easy, but you gotta try. You can't just sit there and wait for God to be like, hello, years ago, all the twinkle of like boldness. No, you still gotta do your part, because why? God wants you to conquer those fears that you have within your heart. God's not just gonna take them away from you. He's going to give you opportunities to eradicate your fears. That is mainly what it is. So when you humbly ask God, please, Lord, take away my fears. Please, Lord, take away my anxiety. He will give you opportunities to overcome them. It is true. Think about it. When it comes to opportunities, the moment where you are just fearful, God's giving you the chance to overcome it. But think about it. It's that whole spiritual realm where the enemy's just like, trying to tug you away from God, but then our Blessed Mother Mary, Jesus, and God our Father are on your side. And you have nothing to be afraid of. So, the enemy makes use of occasions, especially moments of difficulties, to regress your unity with God. It is true. Those moments of difficulties are those biggest moments when the enemy tries to break away your unity with God so much. So no matter what difficult moment you're going through right now, the enemy's trying to work double time. But let that be a good reminder for you that whatever you're doing right now is working and it's triggering the enemy. It's a good sign. positive aspect. That there may be a reminder for you. Because every time I face my spiritual battles, I'm like, well, clearly what I'm doing is pissing you off. So it's working. So let that be a good post-it note reminder for you that whenever the enemy tries to attack you spiritually, when you're in the verge of like walking into the will of God and pursuing God's will, that is a good reminder for you that the enemy doesn't like that pathway that you are about to embrace. Think about it. So the more the enemy tries to attack you when you're in the verge of trying to pursue God's will, let that be a good reminder for you right there. And then that you're meant to walk in that way because the enemy knows it's good stuff for you. It's good stuff. But if the enemy is not triggered and it's not bothering you when you're walking in a sinful way, that should be a reminder for you that something's wrong here. I gotta be in the right pathway here. So Think about it. So if you're in the verge of pursuing God's will right now, and then you're getting all these spiritual warfare attacks from the enemy, be like, ah, look at the fearfulness, ah! The enemy knows it's good stuff. It's good stuff where you're about to embrace and where you're about to walk, which is why the enemy is trying to work double time to discourage you from walking in that pathway and pursuing God's will. Think about it. Remember it. Let it sit in your mind and your heart so that you'll never be discouraged ever again and you'll never fear that sense of doubt brewing in your heart. So, what is the answer to all of this? The key virtue here is fortitude. Fortitude to clear away those obstacles and those fears that will constantly hinder you from pursuing God's will so much. Especially in the midst of God's sheer silence, right? But don't be discouraged, because even if you walk in God's will and pursuing God's will, God will give you the necessary graces to walk in that pathway. So it's not like God's calling you to pursue His will, and then next thing you know, it's like, okay, you're on your own, bye. No, God will constantly be like, okay, more graces, okay. It's true. The manna from heaven. Look for those manna from heaven in his time, okay? Don't expect to be like, where's my manna? No. You will get it. You'll get the necessary graces to pursue God's will. Not being fearful. When you trust God more, the more you'll get, the more awesome necessary graces from Blessed Mother Mary, Jesus Christ, and God our Father. It is so true. It is a tough spiritual warfare, but that is not for us to chicken out. It's not for us to chicken out. But rather, for us to grow deeper and deeper in our relationship with God as much as possible. Yeah, for sure, the society suppresses this idea in our mind that we must be fearful people, but no. With God, let your heart be fearless. That is what we're called to do. Again, think about it. Why do you think Jesus keeps on reminding us to be not afraid? So, before I close off, I want to share with you the words of God, because He always has the final say. So, in the Gospel of St. Matthew, in chapter 6, do not worry. So, chapter 6, verse 25 in the Gospel of St. Matthew. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of your life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow, is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what we will eat, or what we will drink, or what we will wear. Chapter 6, verse 25 to 30. So, therefore, to close off this beautiful podcast, I want you all to all keep yourselves in check when it comes to reading the Word of God so that you are equipped constantly in facing all of your spiritual warfares with the Word of God in your heart and in your heart, in your mind and in your soul, wholesomely. It is literally the best weapon against the enemy. Aside from praying the rosary, aside from adoration, holy hour, it's very important that we equip ourselves. Not just walking blindly pursuing God's will and not being equipped. No, it's like going to the war with no army, with no armor. So keep yourselves equipped so that when you face difficult circumstances and difficult moments in your life, you will see God in that. Because why? You have the Word of God in your heart and in your mind, knowing what to do next and knowing how to embrace the next moments of blessings. So, without further ado, thank you so much for tuning to podcast episode. So proud of you, because we are here in the Lenten season, and this is for us to embrace the beautiful present now, but wholesomely for the love of God. So without further ado, God bless, and I'll see you all soon in my next podcast video, God willing, God's time. And as I love to say in all my videos and all my podcasts, don't be afraid to be true words, Christ. Bye! See you soon!